Good morning, everyone, again. It is very exciting to be able to have you all here this morning and join us of what it would kind of be like on a Monday night when we have Jesus Club. And I've got to say that it's been great because I have not seen people so energized at 9:10 in the morning. So very good. but yes, thank you as well to all of our members who have made the effort to come out this morning and be able to share what we do on Monday. So as Jono mentioned, we have been going through the book of Daniel this term. And we've been seeing how God is the true king. Let me turn this on first. So out of all the situations that we have seen Daniel and his friends go through, it's been obvious that they see God as the true king. And because of that, they chose to follow and trust in God no matter the situation. And so we've looked at three different stories this term. The first story we looked at was when Daniel was a young man from Judah. He was captured and he was taken to a foreign country called Babylon so he could serve the king there, King Nebuchadnezzar. Because he lived in the palace, he was given really yummy food to eat from the king. But Daniel decided, instead of eating the yummy food, I'm going to ask for vegetables and water. And after 10 days, he looked healthier than the other people. Daniel had chosen to trust God, the true king, even when he was in a foreign country. In another story, we saw that King Nebuchadnezzar himself had a dream. And the dream was so scary that he couldn't sleep. In this dream, there was a big statue, and it was made out of all these different materials, such as gold and silver and bronze and clay. And it seemed like this statue was so strong and it was going to stay up forever. But in King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, the statue, well, it was knocked over. There was a small rock that came and it knocked the statue over. And the statue shattered into lots and lots of little pieces. The little rock then turned into a big mountain that filled up the whole world. Daniel explained to King Nebuchadnezzar that the rock represented God's kingdom and that God's kingdom would be bigger and more powerful than any king on earth. And that's because God is the true king. And recently, we looked at a story about Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In this particular story, King Nebuchadnezzar had set up a golden statue. And he wanted everyone to bow down to the statue. It was to show that he thought that they thought that King Nebuchadnezzar and the golden statue were really, really important. And if they didn't, they would be thrown into a fire and die. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they chose not to bow down to the gold statue because they knew that the statue wasn't really important at all. They knew that only God is the true king. In fact, they said something really important to the king. They said, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve you or your gods or worship the image you have set up." They were saying that they trusted and believed in God and trusted that he would save them. But even if he didn't, they still wouldn't bow down and follow the golden statue. So today we're going to go through a different story. One probably that is one of the most famous stories about Daniel. And it was another opportunity for Daniel to show that God is the true king and that Daniel trusted in him. So we find that Daniel is still in Babylon and he's actually 80 years old at this point. So he's really old. Sorry. But there is a new king, King Darius. But even with this new king, Daniel was still working well and he had become a very important person. He was one of the three supervisors of the land. So Daniel was a really good leader and he was really trustworthy. In fact, the king was planning to make him even more important, one of the most important people in the land, like the number two person after the king. Unfortunately, not everyone liked this idea. Some of the people who worked with Daniel, the other supervisors and governors, they weren't happy about this. And they tried to find ways to get Daniel into trouble, to show that he wasn't doing the right thing when he was working. And they tried to keep a close watch over Daniel to see if they could catch him doing the wrong thing, but they couldn't find anything wrong. He was trustworthy, he wasn't lazy, and he wasn't doing anything wrong for the king. The other supervisors knew that it was hopeless. In fact, they said, we will never find any reason to accuse Daniel. But they really wanted Daniel to get into trouble. And they realized the only way they could do it was to make up something to catch Daniel. And the only way they could do it is if it was related to Daniel and him following and trusting in God. So the supervisors, they came up with a plan. They went to King Darius and said, "Oh, King Darius, live forever. The supervisors, assistants, governors, the people who advise you and the captains of the soldiers have all agreed on something. We think the king should make this law that everyone would have to obey or follow. No one should pray to any god or man except to you, our king. This should be done for the next 30 days. Anyone who doesn't obey will be thrown into the lion's den." These supervisors were trying to trick King Darius into thinking that he was the true king. They wanted to make a law that for 30 days, everyone should only pray to King Darius. And anyone who didn't follow, well, they would have to be punished and thrown into the lion's den. Who thinks that this would be a good law? Yeah, no one has their hands up. That's great when you're a quiet congregation. Yeah, that's right. It's not a great law, is it? What they really wanted to do was to trick Daniel and show that he was doing the wrong thing against King Darius. But you know what? King Darius was really excited to think that someone thought he was the true king. And so he said, "Yep, I like the law. We're going to put it in place." Remember that Daniel trusted in God. What do you think Daniel did? What do you think? It's the yawn. Yeah, so I think, Seahorn is correct. So he prayed to God. He went to pray, so even though Daniel was in a really difficult situation where he could die, Daniel prayed to God like he had before. Not only that, Daniel prayed and he also thanked God, even though he was in a difficult situation. Daniel chose to continue to follow and trust God because he knew that God is the true king. Daniel didn't hide that he was praying to God either. And so when the other supervisors saw this, they went straight to the king. They reminded King Darius of the law that he had made. And of course, King Darius remembered. Well, the supervisor, they told King Darius that Daniel had not listened to the king's law. And he was seen praying to God and not to King Darius. This meant that Daniel would be punished and he would be thrown into the lion's den. And King Darius, he actually became really upset, but not because Daniel had broken the law. It was because he liked Daniel and he knew that Daniel was a really good worker. And so he really tried hard to find a way to save Daniel. But even though King Darius was a king, he couldn't do anything to change the law. Imagine that, a king who didn't have the power to change the law and to save people they wanted to save. So by the end of the day, King Darius had to follow the law, and Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But you know, King Darius said something really interesting to Daniel when he was going into the lion's den. He remembered that Daniel trusted in God. So he said to Daniel, May the God you serve all the time save you. And he really hoped that there would be a miracle and that Daniel would be saved. A big stone was placed over the top of the lion's den. The king and other important people sealed it with their rings so that no one could move the stone and save Daniel. And that night, King Darius was so worried he couldn't eat and he didn't want any entertainment and he most certainly couldn't sleep. The next morning, King Darius got up early and he went to the lion's den because he was worried about Daniel. He called out, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has the God that you always worship been able to save you from the lions?" And you know what? Daniel was alive. Daniel explained to King Darius that God had closed the mouths of the lions so Daniel hadn't been injured or hurt. It wasn't even a scratch on him. Daniel explained that God had kept him safe because the true king knew that he was innocent and hadn't done anything wrong against King Darius. And Darius was so happy to hear that Daniel was alive. But Daniel wasn't surprised because he had trusted in God, God, the true king. For the people who had accused Daniel of doing the wrong thing, well, they were thrown into the lion's den. And they were eaten by the lions straight away. It sounds scary, doesn't it? But it also shows that God is the true king. He had the power to close the mouths of the lion, but he also had the power to open the mouths of the lion. And so after all this happened, King Darius declared to the whole kingdom that he was making a new law, that all the people in the kingdom would need to fear and respect Daniel's God. Because of everything that happened with Daniel, King Darius could see that God is a living God, a God who lives forever, that God rules forever and that his kingdom won't be destroyed, that God can rescue and save people just like he rescued Daniel from the lions, and that he could do mighty miracles just like how God closed the mouth of the lions. And just like Daniel, we can also trust God because he is the true king. Not just the king of Judah, not just from Daniel's time, but now there is a king, God, that we can trust because he is the true king. Now there are times that we choose not to follow and trust God, and we try to think we can do things our own way and make it out alive on the other end. But how amazing is it that God is the true king? He is powerful, so powerful that he made the whole world. Everything we see around us, he has made it. That means that God is also the king of the world because he made it. He has the power over everything. And also, God loves us very much. God has showed his love for us by sending his son Jesus. He died on the cross to take away all the wrong things that we have done so that we can have a chance to be friends with God again. How amazing that the true king would do all of this for us. So let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you that you are the true king, that there is nothing that is outside of your power and outside of your control. We thank you for this time that we've had to learn from the book of Daniel and to see how Daniel and his friends have continued to trust and follow you even in really tricky situations. So God, we just pray that we will continue to read the Bible and learn more and more about you and understand why you are the true king. We pray that we'll be able to put our trust in you, the true king. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.